Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff M. back with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi, and today the series finale against the Norfolk Tides, our weekly Sunday conversation with manager Rick Sweet. And Sweetie, this week has been a challenging week for you guys, a thin roster, very thin at times. And last night you guys, as you've done all week, fought hard, and last night got what I would imagine was a much needed win for this ball club. Would you feel that way?
Without a doubt. We needed to win a ball game. It's been a tough week. It's, you know, nine players. That's all you need is nine, but it scares the heck out of you. And the other problem we had is, you saw, we had a coach in the bullpen warming up a pitcher. And so we finally, they sent us a 10th player. He should arrive here. He should have landed. Hopefully he gets here pretty soon. And that'll give us at least an extra body. He's up from A ball, so that'll be nice. Takes a little stress out of worrying about guys getting hurt.
This Norfolk team won the league championship a year ago. You've seen them a lot the last few years. The Orioles with a very good farm system. When we talked during the Omaha series, you felt like that was the best team you guys had seen. Where do the Tides rank in this?
They're close. They've got good pitching. That's what I really rank up there, is they've got some pretty good arms. And obviously, you know, their top four or five in the lineup are tremendous. They're top minor league players and will be major league players. So they're a good ball club. They're not as good as they were last year. Last year they were dominant. They absolutely destroyed the league. But they're, you know, back down there, they're equally ranked with Omaha. And I think early in the year, maybe we would have been close to that. Right now, we're just trying to survive, and guys are doing a good job battling through it.
When we talked last week in Louisville, we talked about your rotation, and we said, hey, if Ashby and Rodriguez can get it going a little bit, it changes the entire dynamic of the rotation. That has happened this week.
Yeah, it has. And I'll tell you what, I like our pitching, especially our starters. You know, our starters are looking better every day. And we haven't lost one here in 5 days. We've actually kept a five-man rotation through 5 days. And we haven't done that in a while. So I really think that our pitching is coming around. We're getting people healthy. There's four or five people that are going to be coming out in the next week for AA and AAA. You know, we're not the only ones. We only have one club that has a full roster. Everybody else is as thin as we are. So we get these guys healthy back along with the pitching that we have, and I'm excited.
You know, last night you guys won the game, and within that, there were a few things that stood out to me, and I'm curious what stood out to you the most. First of all, both times Norfolk scored, you guys answered in the bottom of the inning. It was a great defensive play with Mejia throwing to Capra, Capra going right back to the plate for that caught stealing. Middendorf and Holub got some huge outs and strikeouts in the meat of that order. And then the start from Carlos Rodriguez was terrific. What if you were ranking things, what stood out to you the most as you were digesting that game last night?
Well, Rodriguez's start always ranks that. The most important person on any ball club is your starting pitcher that night. He sets the tone for whether you have a chance or not, whether you're going to be in this game or not in this game. So they're always number one on my list. The defensive play first, the throw to second and back home, easily getting the guy. I think that kind of nailed it for them. It's like, okay, we tried to mess them up and it didn't work. So there were a lot of it was just a good, clean ball game, and we haven't had many of those.
And there was a half inning where they start to rally. Middendorf had the errant pickoff throw, Collins slipping out in left field in that moment of like, oh, man, this is starting to teeter. And then it was shut down, and you guys re-solidified. That has to be pretty meaningful.
Well, it is. And things have not gone, you know, with the injuries. And then things haven't gone right. You know, you see plays that when he fell in left field, he hasn't fallen all year. And All of a sudden, both feet go out from underneath him. You're thinking, okay, well, let's see how this carries on. But guys have not been fazed by all this. I have to say it could have been easy for some people to shut down. And we have not shut down. We've stayed aggressive. We're playing pretty good baseball. We're just making too many mistakes at crucial times.
It feels like most years a AAA bullpen can only have so many clear-cut roles because it changes so often. But it feels like with Enoli Paredes and Rob Zastrzyzny, you've got two lockdown late game guys. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, that's definitely where they belong. Now, you notice we do throw them multiple innings. One thing, if you look at our big league club, they a lot of multiple inning guys, where in the past they haven't been that way. They've had four guys that were one inning guys, and they'd bring him in six, seven, eight, nine, game over, take a hike. They don't have that this year. You know, they lost their closer, and a couple of the other guys are gone. So they've had to do multiple inning type situations, which is what we're doing down here to get guys ready for them.
All right, Sundays have been your day. Here's to another one today.
I like that thought.
Manager Rick Sweet, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.